What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, the other series that is a well that will never run dry. Ladies, sometimes it's better to simply shut the hell up and mind your own business. Like the woman in this article should have done. However, there are certain women out there that just have to be a part of the conversation no matter what, even if it does not involve them. However, ladies, there are certain men out there who all it takes is a quip to set them off, especially in this day and age. Yeah, more and more men out there are stressed the fuck out, and only thing it takes is something small to send them over the edge. Like the man in this article that was published on the 7th of September. Man beat woman with a milk crate at Broward 7-Eleven after beef patty quip, calling her fat. You know, right out the gate, this is going to be a fight between an American black man and an American black woman. The fact that he called her fat gave it all away. A man buying food at a Hollandale Beach 7-Eleven wasn't happy after a woman in line chimed in on lighthearted banter between him and the store's cashier over the quality or lack thereof of the convenience store's food offerings. The joking mood quickly devolved into a string of insults and a bizarre beating. I find it very interesting that you still have content creators on this platform that will come out of their mouth and say, a man should never hit a woman under any circumstances. If you firmly believe that, then you do not believe in equality between men and women. Yep, I am a staunch believer in talk shit, get hit. We men know this. We men learn this as boys. There is a certain line you do not cross. We men know this. However, women have been brought up to believe, oh no, you can cross any line you want and there will never be a consequence. Wrong, ladies. Wrong. Especially in this day and age, yeah, more and more men are prepared to dish out consequences and repercussions. That's all according to an arrest report obtained by Local 10 News on Thursday following the suspect's arrest this week. Authorities arrested Kirk Francis Russell, 65, of Lauderdale Lakes on a felony battery charge Tuesday. He had been wanted in connection to the July 28th incident at the 7-Eleven at 722 Atlantic Shores Boulevard. According to the Hallandale Beach Police arrest report, the chain of events began after Russell complained to the cashier that the chicken he selected was quote unquote hard. Ah, that 7-Eleven chicken. I tell you, sometimes that shit is hard as a brick. You could definitely use that to throw it and hit somebody square in the face and injure them. Anyway, getting back to the story. Officer Jermaine Dolabelle wrote that the cashier told him that the chicken wasn't hard and had just come out and jokingly said that he was quote unquote hurting her feelings, leading Russell to apologize. There you go. lighthearted banter. These two people are simply having a good time. They're in a joking mood. Police said the cashier then told him, quote unquote, "I don't know about that beef patty, though," apparently referring to another food item on offer at the convenience store. The woman, whom police described as the eventual victim, was standing in line during this exchange, the report states, and jokingly chimed in, quote unquote, oh, you're going to have to take a chance with that meat patty. That right there, she completely soured the mood. I know some people will say, well, that's not all that serious. Actually, yes, it is. If you're not part of someone's conversation, you simply shut what they call the fuck up. Dolabelle wrote that Russell turned around, looked at the woman, and told her, quote unquote, "As fat as you are, you should know how everything tastes." But oh no. See, here's where it goes left. Because how dare you, as a black man, insult me as a black woman? Police said the woman retorted, "Okay, asshole." Right there. That's what set it off. "Why are you calling me out my name?" police said, Russell asked. Then the woman said, "You called me fat. I'm calling you an asshole, even Steven." Yeah, Mr. Russell was 100% correct. Why did she call him out of his name? He called her fat, which more than likely was a true fact. Her calling him an asshole? No. See, that right there is her escalating the situation. Remember, women love to use their mouth as a weapon. They say the woman replied, "You called me fat. I'm calling you an asshole." That set off an escalating war of words that would eventually lead to Russell telling the woman to wait while he went to drop off groceries at his mother's house, and quote unquote, he would return to fight her, the report states. Now, at this point in time, this woman had all of the time to actually leave the scene. He said, "Okay, I'm going to take this over to my mother's house and I'm going to come back and I'm going to beat your ass." But what did she do? Oh, you can't tell me nothing. At this point, she had all the time she needed to simply leave. Police said after Russell walked out, the woman paid for her items and walked to her car. That's when they said Russell, wielding a plastic milk crate, yelled, "Let's fight." Yep, he said, "It's on." "Are you going to fight a girl?" police said the woman asked, to which they said Russell replied that he, quote unquote, he didn't care. You see, ladies, there are men out there who won't look at you as a helpless little girl. That's what I find absolutely hilarious. You have a grown woman who will refer to herself as a little girl when things start to go left for them. "Oh, I'm just a girl." No. You're a grown woman. You was able to run off at the mouth. You was able to be disrespectful. So now you're going to get these consequences. That's when police said Russell began beating the woman with the crate, hitting her in her forehead, and she tried to block it with her right wrist. That's when the woman began cursing in pain, the report states, infuriating Russell even more. Police said he hit her twice more with the crate, hitting her in the left arm as she tried to use her phone, her right hand, and knocking the phone out of her hand, And after the beating ended, police said Russell left the scene before officers arrived. Authorities said the woman sustained a fracture to her wrist, bruising on her left arm, and a lump on her forehead. Russell was no longer listed in Broward County Jail records as of Thursday afternoon. I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 7. Ladies, I keep telling you this. More and more men are breaking their chains of restraint. I'm really going to say this toward black women. Y'all are really getting y'all asses kicked out here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are a lot of black women who are getting their asses kicked in this society. And guess what? The vast majority of people are no longer feeling sorry for them. Dennis Sperling did a great live stream. We talked about how the victim card in black women is no longer being accepted, especially when you have Brickface talking about she just got her ass kicked again. Guess what? No one cares. In fact, more and more people, when black women come forward and say that they've been victimized, people are going to give them the side eye. Yeah, right. Your reputation, how you love to talk shit to people, how you love to bully people. Yeah, yeah, we don't care. Hey, it is what it is. And miss me with the whole black women are protected crap. No. Mm-mm. You want to be protected, black women? Here's the first thing you need to do, which I know is damn near impossible. Be feminine. But then again, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, that is an impossible task. But you know what? You brought it on yourselves. You run off at the mouth. You think people are supposed to be afraid of you. No, 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 no. No, doesn't work that way anymore. So yeah, well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And I'm going to tailor this message specifically to the American black woman. You need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally clear. The fake power that this society allows you to believe you have is going out. Feminism, which was never the American black woman's fight to begin with, which is also starting to turn its back on you, that's going out right along with it. And let me reiterate, the black woman's victim card is no longer being accepted. Why? Because of the ethnic image of the American black woman. Yeah, trust and believe, there are more people out there who actually chuckle when you become victims. You brought it on yourselves. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.